You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning, alongside the King, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman, and we kick off your morning here with a bit of breaking information in regards to Ezekiel Elliott. Jordan Renan, Giants beat reporter, ESPN, tweeted out just a few moments ago that he spoke to a source last night involved in the Ezekiel Elliott appeal. He says the most likely scenario is, quote, he's available in week one versus the Giants, that things go so poorly in the appeal and the NFL doesn't want to reduce the ban at all. Elliott will then take it to federal court, request a stay, and buy time. However, if the NFL offers a reasonable reduction of the ban, we won't see Ezekiel Elliott week one versus the Giants at all. Of course, this is a Giant slant. He's the Giants beat reporter because it's all based on week one. But from what you can read and what you can try to make out of that, essentially is that if Ezekiel Elliott does not get his ban reduced from the six games, he's going to go the Brady route, sue the NFL, take it to federal court, get the stay granted, and thus be allowed to play in week one until and going forward from that until the court case is heard, and God knows when that will be. If the ban gets reduced to, I assume, in half, about three games potentially, maybe four, Elliott could be inclined to just accept it and move on. With all that being said, it sounds like, at least from these tea leaves that we're reading, he is not going to sit out six games in 2017. Modica, what do you make of this news?
It's, this is really interesting. I don't think the NFL is going to reduce it. If they do reduce it, I think it's maybe a game. I think they want to have a hard stance on this. I think they've done their due diligence. They have a treasure trove of, I haven't seen anything. This is what I think from what I've heard. If he does go to court, can it be heard at some point this year? That's my question.
Yeah, and you're just speculating. It's all guesswork here, too. It always is with the NFL in these situations. I think Ezekiel Elliott will carry it into the courts, gives him a chance to play right away. But more important than anything, Tom Brady wanted to clear his name. I believe Ezekiel Elliott's going to want to clear his name, too, from this. And this is why it'll drag on, and he might play. But look, you know, it's sometimes you have to consider evidence we haven't seen and whatever, and maybe I doubt it, but but anything could happen. It would be inclined to say, okay, you know, let's just take the four games and whatever it is and get it over with. He's going to miss some time. I think it's just a question of when, and even is it, like you pointed out, is it this year?
Well, given what we just said, that it may not be this year, it may not be, it's not going to be six games this year if it is. Given that he wants to clear his name, so he's not going to stop this fight. Guys, you have major drafts with major money coming up this weekend. You have major drafts coming up this week. I have major drafts coming up this week. What the heck do we do in regards to Ezekiel Elliott? The three of us will try to break down that answer to that question when we come back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
So a listener just texted me, and he's like, hearing the Ezekiel Elliott news, and it's just like, damn, that's interesting. What does that mean? Does someone take a shot on him early in the first round? Does someone take a shot on him late in the first round? What the hell does that mean? Matt, what is your first response? You have major drafts coming up. You're at four. I mean, you're at the spot where right around where he was going previously. What do you do?
He'll definitely be a first round. On this news, there's going to be somebody that's going to believe that he's going to court for sure, and that, you know, he's going to play the full season if he does go to court, obviously. So he's, in my mind, he's a first rounder this week, because there is one, at least one person in your draft that's going to go with that route. For me, I'm not sure. I don't think I could do it in the first. If I had like the, if I was picking 12th or something like that.
What if you were picking 10th?
You know, that's a possibility. Look, I seen him over the weekend go 9th.
Okay.
So that's not out of the realm of possibility. In a standalone league, I'm not sure. In a overall type format, it's more appealing. So I want to see what happens today. My stance is the NFL is not going to cave. Just on principle alone,
sure.
They don't want the PR hit. Even if he goes to court, say he won the case and he got zero games, the NFL is going to say, look, we took a stance on domestic violence. They've failed on this multiple times. And they have to start cleaning up their image. This can't be tolerated any longer.
Right.
It's gone too far, so.
A little bit different, obviously, because Ezekiel was not convicted of anything.
Yes.
So it is a little bit different than some of these other cases, like Ray Rice or whatnot. But you're right. They cannot just be accused of letting this
One quick thing, though, too. We don't know what the NFL has.
We have no idea.
We have no idea. Yeah. So maybe if they present something to him today, he might be like, you know what? It's not worth me going to court, Chris.
Right.
Once you go to court, everything becomes out in the open.
Correct.
Yeah. And right now, like Matt says, you know, you don't know. So I'm not moving him in my ranks at all. I have him at number 11 at running back because I know, at least right now, that the other 10 I have ranked ahead of him are not going to miss any time. And I feel pretty comfortable with some of them as RB1s and very comfortable with most of them. So I'm not gonna move him at all. To me, he's a second round pick still, but he's going to go in the first round. I'm not gonna recommend it. You do that necessarily because I think with your very first pick, I don't think you want to have that sort of uncertainty cloud hanging over it necessarily. But look, I did a draft champions on Saturday. I took Zeke in the second round. Like Matt said, like it's it's an overall kind of thing. So I'm willing to do it there. I don't think I'm willing to spend my first-round pick, and I'm not going to recommend it. But if somebody does it, you know, it's not going to shock me.
Honestly, I'm sitting at 10, right? I'm sitting at 10. I've said this all morning long. Tomorrow in this draft, I have that 10th pick. If Ezekiel Elliott's there with his news, I'm going to take him.
I don't blame you. I don't. And as long as you map out a plan,
correct,
ahead of time, it's all about being prepared, being ready. If I take Zeke, wherever you're picking, say in the first round, how am I going to set up the rest of my draft? Look, you don't know. Every draft changes and all that, but you have to have an idea of what players are going to be in the round. That's why you do tiers as opposed to just drafting up to somebody's like overall 200 list, because that makes no sense to me.
Obviously. But I think you need, quote-unquote, less of a plan, obviously. I don't think this. I know this. Than you needed yesterday, right? Like, if he's only going to miss zero games, I just walked into the number... The guy should be the number 3 overall pick in fantasy this year.
This is pure speculation that we're talking about.
Entirely. Too, you know. Entirely speculation. If he gets his suspension reduced to a game or two or three, I just walked into a major, major boon here. Do I have to get everything else right? Yes. But I put myself in the late in the first round into a very good position. Let's mock out the first round here for a second, right? You have David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, whatever order you want, not arguing that, go 1-2, fine. You have Antonio Brown, go 3. We all agree there, fine. Then you get to 4, 5, and 6. Let's be realistic here. You have Julio Jones in this mix. You have Mike Evans in this mix. You have Odell Beckham in this mix. You have AJ Green in this mix.
Would you take all four of those guys over Ezekiel Elliott? I'm not trying to argue the order of the wide receivers with you, Scott.
Yes, definitely.
Right now, yes.
Okay, so you're taking all four of those guys. That takes you through 4, 5, 6, and 7. You get to 8. Now we're at around LeSean McCoy. You're at Jordy Nelson. You're at Devontae Freeman. Would you take DeMarco Murray, I believe.
Yes.
And DeMarco Murray for you. Okay. Out of those guys, would you take all of them, and I just named Devontae Freeman, LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, hell, I'll put Melvin Gordon in there too, because I know you like him, Melvin Gordon and Jordy Nelson, 5 guys I just named. Scott, would you take Ezekiel Elliott over any of those 5 guys?
Not right now, no.
Matt.
This is where I start to waver. This is where it becomes interesting. I do have a primetime draft tomorrow night. I am picking 4th.
Okay.
So, as of now, it's Julio.
Okay.
I mean, unless somebody takes LeSean McCoy at 3, or takes up, maybe somebody takes Elliott tomorrow. I don't know.
It's possible.
You know, then I'll take Antonio Brown. But I'm not going to take Elliott tomorrow at 4. That's just not going to happen as of right now.
Right. What about, but the question was, five guys I just named, which would be the rest of the first round, for the most part.
I don't think it's crazy if I took Elliott there. I don't think it's maybe the wisest move, but I could see myself doing something.
Okay, so you could see yourself taking him at 8, and that's where we are. We're at 8. But would you? Those are the 5 guys I want to know about. How would you place Ezekiel Elliott in those 5? So basically 6: Murray, McCoy, Freeman, Gordon, Nelson. Those are the 5 guys I have. Ezekiel Elliott fits where?
I'm basically putting him ahead of everybody if I'm going on the assumption that he's not going to miss any games. This is the assumption that I'm going.
Well, the assumption has to be that it's not going to be 6 games. That's the assumption I want to make.
Okay, but if it was 3 games, yes. I'm still going to take him there.
Okay.
I'm going to say for 3 games, I can survive that. I don't have to go 3-0. I just don't want to go 0-3. If I go 2-1, that's a win. And like I said, Le'Veon Bell missed 3 games last year. He went at the end of the first round in most cases, and look what he did. I mean, look at the line they still have. Alfred Morris, whatever he's running against second team, is even when he ran against first team is in the preseason. Zeke's a special guy. So if I can get him after 3 weeks, if I knew that. But it's going to take a lot of contemplating this evening. This evening I'm going to be doing my board for this weekend and everything. So I'm going to have a better answer for you tomorrow. I'm just being honest with you. Because as of now, I probably would be willing to take that gamble on Zeke based on that the reduction, if they came to that, or the possibility of him going to court.
I sit here, and this is now the question we are all going to have. If it is reduced, the suspension, if the suspension is not 6 games, what are you going to do? Matt Modica says he's willing to take him as early as the 8th pick in the first round, potentially. Of course, we're getting this news right now, so we got to think on it. I totally understand that. First reaction is willing to take him as early as 8. Scotty said he's not taking him in the first round. I named 5 guys Scotty likes better. Let me continue on, Scott, if you don't mind, because I want to figure out where that spot is for you.
This is where I'm starting to waver.
So now, I haven't named anybody else.
So I'm saying you named top 12, which means I'm not willing to take him in the first round.
Correct. I haven't named Michael Thomas.
This morning, I had him ranked at number 19 when I woke up.
Okay.
Overall.
I haven't named Michael Thomas yet. Would you take Michael Thomas over him, Scott?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so you were at 13. Then you get to your boy Dez Bryant. Would you take Dez Bryant over him?
No.
All right, so now you're wavering.
Yeah.
So there you are. So now, and I know you're not going to take Howard or Ajayi over. Maybe Ajayi, but I don't think you would.
No.
Okay, so this is where you are. Right now, without hearing anything else besides what we have given, which is that Ezekiel Elliott is expected to either get his sentence reduced or take the NFL to court, Scotty, you feel comfortable with him around pick 14 or so.
I would say, looking at my current rankings, I would also take him over LeSean McCoy.
You would take him over LeSean McCoy.
So I'm going to put him at 13. I'm going to move him, hearing this news, on my ranks at rotoexperts.com, exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. They're updated and tiered. Enter the king at checkout for a special discount. I'm going to move Zeke up to 13 overall.
So we're talking right at the turn is where you are.
Yeah.
Matt, you're a couple of picks earlier, not out of the same range. You're relatively close. Mm-hmm. So at this point, Ezekiel Elliott, if this news is correct, a little bit more optimism on his playing availability in 2017, he has now moved up from really the end of the second round, early third, to the end of the first round, early second, just like that.
Yeah, it's a risky proposition, like I said, and it's going to be interesting tonight when I put my board together. And I think right now he's going to slot in the spot where you just said, but I want to see tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. You'll see tomorrow morning. You'll think it through. That's what we have. That's what we have for you now, though. That is the latest on Ezekiel Elliott, where you knew optimism could be coming, and now there's just that slither of hope. There'll be a lot more information on this today. I guarantee you that. We'll come back more Roto-World Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network right after this.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot, because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
We're back at the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I don't like how this is playing out for me. I just realized. Because I'm like looking at the board. I don't like how this thing works out for me. For my draft, to be honest with you.
Well, you don't think you're going to get... Well, I mean, look. Could... Well, you're in New York drafting, so Odell's not falling to you neither.
No.
So that's
no, he's
crush
not.
Him out, but
no.
It depends. If people just want to take the safe route in your league and go with a McCoy and a Gordon.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
It's full-point PPR.
Half-point PPR.
Well, half-point, yeah, half-point, they're going to want running back.
So from what I can tell in our league, no one's going to take or no one's reaching off the board for McCoy, Freeman, as of now, McCoy, Freeman, or Gordon, or Murray. Nobody for the first 9 picks.
See, the half point kind of throws me off, to be honest with you.
Sure.
The only half point league I've played in is the Flex Cup, and that was Super Flex.
So yes. That really screws everything up, yeah.
And in that one, I did take McCoy. I had the 10th pick, and I took McCoy, and I wanted a running back in that. I wanted a pass-catching running back, put it that way.
Right.
So I would not be adverse to, you know, if Melvin Gordon or LeSean McCoy is there at 10,
sure,
I'm happy.
I have Devontae Freeman ranked higher than both of them.
Or Freeman. Any one of those three. I mean, if you're like Scott, you really love DeMarco Murray, you have DeMarco Murray ranked third overall, and he's there at 10. Those are four guys.
But then I'm tempted to just pass on all of them. Take Michael Thomas and then just hope one gets back.
Yeah, or you can go that route as well. Or you could take one of them and maybe get Brandon Cooks in the second round.
Sure.
So it's...
The options.
I don't think you're in a bad spot. Even if you don't get, you know, like, say you want Zeke. I know the
appeal, I got excited.
The appeal of Zeke.
I got excited.
Michael Florio is very excited.
Yeah, I got really excited. I got a couple fill in the blanks for you gentlemen here this morning that I wanted to get into next. This is a big week for both of you guys when it comes to drafting. The player that I'm most interested in getting a share of this weekend or this week is blank. Scott.
DeMarco Murray. Like he just said, thank you. My third overall ranked running back. People talk about Murray. 2014. Ran behind a great offensive line. People gave the offensive line too much credit, actually. Murray did a great job. He's running behind another great offensive line. The Titans arguably have the best offensive line in the AFC and still going to lean heavily on the run. I don't believe Derrick Henry is a factor. I want DeMarco Murray.
I wouldn't say Derrick Henry's not a factor.
Not a factor to me in terms of being anything more than a handcuff.
Okay. For now.
Change of pace back.
For this exercise, are we going out of the first round?
I don't want you to say Julio Jones.
I kind of know Beckham. Where I have my picks, so.
I don't want you to say Julio Jones or Odell Beckham, but I want you to say the player that you're most interested in. The player that, like, because you have a lot of leagues, and there's certain guys you have shares of, there's certain guys you don't. I want to know who you're most interested in getting a share of this week.
I still want Kareem Hunt. I mean, okay. I still want to get him. It's pretty much between him or, say, like a Dalvin Cook.
All right, so those are the you want. And I feel like, kind of, as you've said all along, when it comes to Julio Jones and Odell Beckham, that you want to split them up pretty evenly.
Yeah, and I'm going to have like, an opportunity.
I have a feeling it's going to be the same exact thing for Kareem Hunt and Dalvin Cook. You might want to split that up pretty evenly.
Exactly, yeah. I'd like to do the same with both. I mean, what Dalvin Cook did in college was pretty damn impressive. And the only thing that I thought he was going to Carolina. I really thought he fit that system coming from Florida State. And the combine really crushed his draft stock. It really did. So, yeah, I'd like to split them up. I would like to get a share of Brandon Cooks this weekend. I really would. But from where I'm picking, I don't see that happening. I'm picking 4 and 5.
Sure. So, just because of his value skyrocketing?
It wasn't even that. He fell a couple of times early, late in the second round in the drafts that I've done. And now there's no shot of that.
Right.
There's no shot of that happening. So I have to, look, I have to pretty much take him off my board. I mean, if he's there, I would take him with no hesitation.
I got three drafts coming up. Two of them I don't know where I pick. The other one, I believe, I have to look at it. I think I have like one of the top three. But, you know, if I was sitting in the same position and I got Murray in all three, I'd be happy.
Scotty, I will draft. I can't let this go, can I? Are you going to just take Murray in all three? I can't let that go.
You wouldn't want. I mean, look, as much as you like Murray.
You like Melvin Gordon also, and you like Devontae Freeman.
If I'm sitting at number, say, 8.
Right.
In three drafts.
Right.
And
all PPR.
And at all PPR, and Murray's there at 8 for me at all three, I will strongly, unless one of the other guys that I like ahead of him drops to me, like A.J. Green.
Right.
Which is possible.
Sure. Know,
if I can put DeMarco Murray in all three drafts, I'd be very happy.
Okay. I will draft blank number of Colts this week, Scott.
Let me think about that for a second. I will draft one Colt this weekend.
One Colt this week. Yeah. Okay. Matt.
It's probably going to be 0 unless T.Y. Hilton falls for the price I want.
What is the price that you want?
It's got to be probably like middle third round.
Where you are in the third round?
Oh, yeah. Where I'll be in the third round, I would take him. So I'm going to be, 3-9?
Right.
So if he goes to 3-9, I'm willing to get in on
You're willing to buy him with 3-9. Okay.
The 8th and 9th round, I'll take Frank Gore and be okay with it.
Okay. Fair enough. I will own blank number of players on the Bills for you, Matt. The Seahawks for you, Scott. I own blank number of players on my favorite team this weekend. Matt, we'll start with you.
No, I'm not taking McCoy this weekend. I'll tell you that. Just because where I'm picking.
Where you're
this
picking.
Is where I'm picking. It's 4 and 5 all weekend. So that's I'm not going running back. So probably one. It would be Zay Jones, I guess. Oh, no, I can't say one because I would have to say two because I think Jordan Matthews is a possibility of leading this team in receptions.
Okay.
So, Ben, depending upon the price, it'll be Zay Jones or Jordan Matthews.
So, you're going to say 1.5 is what it is. 1.5 legs. Okay, Scotty.
Are we talking one draft or multiple drafts?
How many players do you think you'll own this weekend in total?
Three drafts. I'd say it can end up with 5 Seahawks across 3 teams.
Okay.
Because you got Russell Wilson, maybe one of the running backs. Who I'm not going to draft probably more than one of the running backs. Doug Baldwin's a possibility. Paul Richardson's a possibility very late in the NFFC styles. And, of course, Jimmy Graham.
So
actually, the defense, too.
So
6.
So you are
or seven. Blair Walsh, I think, is going to have a really good year.
You're interested in every player on your favorite team?
No.
I didn't hear Tyler Lockett.
I'm not interested in Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett's a third wide receiver, though. That's okay.
Yeah, but where Tyler Lockett goes, I take a shot at him.
I don't want Tyler Lockett.
Scott did that last year. It didn't work.
No. Last year he was like a third, fourth rounder. Yeah, this year he was like 16th
round. I take Richardson before I take Lockett because I don't feel like I can trust him. I feel like he's a better NFL player than he's going to be a fantasy player. I think Richardson, I'm not going to draft Jermaine Kearse. Come on, you know?
But you need seven players on the
team. Of course, three teams, though. I'm saying...
What's the receiver they got? The young kid?
Kaysen Williams? Well, he's just trying to make the team. It's like, I probably wouldn't draft him unless I'm going to draft champions like the third or fourth round. But, you know, you're talking about there's seven... I think there's like six or seven viable players on that team. It's just coincidence.
How many shares of Dwayne Washington do you have?
I've done six drafts, and I think I have been five leagues so far.
So this week you added three to at least two?
Yeah, at least two.
All right. Next question goes to you, Scott, first.
It's fun stuff.
The best offensive line in football in 2017 belongs to blank.
The Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
That's who I was going to probably go with, too.
So both of the Titans.
I think the Titans are a poised team this year. I think they made some, the defense is a little concerning. I think they've made some slight improvements to that, but I think they could be the team that challenges the Patriots come for the AFC Championship. Mariota's got to say play this season.
I don't think they can. I think they're. If you look at my maybe wrong, but with my bold predictions and the exclusive edge package, I am losing to the Patriots in the AFC divisionals. I just believe the secondary is too much of an issue to survive a team like New England.
The best offensive line of football, according to both of our experts, is the Tennessee
Titans. Best tackle combination
Titans.
In the game.
The person I am most nervous about being wrong on is blank.
Well, I think it's got to be Kareem Hunt because I got so many damn shares, but... to take it elsewhere, I'm going to try and find a different player that I've been getting. I'd be getting really into Stephon Diggs, so it kind of suck if he wasn't good.
So Stephon Diggs is the person you're most nervous about being wrong on.
That would be the wide receiver, Hunt the running back.
Okay. Scott.
No one. I'm too damn stubborn.
Can you please answer the question?
What? I was just making a joke.
The joke doesn't help the listeners, though.
All right. I know you don't have any sense.
I have a sense of humor, but I want to know what you're actually nervous about being wrong about.
Finally, I'm self-depreciating, and it went down off like a lead balloon. I would probably say Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
Because I'm advising so many people to stay away. And if he proves me wrong, I'll just be wrong in a big way. I don't even have him in my top 15 running backs. But you know what, though? I still believe in it. I think the other guy I would probably say is Jarvis Landry because I'm investing in him.
I think those are great answers because you've advised so many people against it. Let me go back to you, Matt, with the same way that Scott answered the question of guys that you just don't, that you've been pretty adamant of being against. Who are you most nervous that you're just wrong about?
It would have been Spencer Ware, but obviously he's done for the year. Paul Perkins. I don't own any Paul Perkins shares. So if he's a thing this year, I'm going to be on the outside looking in, which won't be fun. So hopefully Paul Perkins. I'm trying to think of a wide receiver off the top of my head. Tyreek Hill would be the wide receiver. I don't know any Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill and Paul Perkins is, says Matt. Marshawn Lynch. Who's the other guy?
Jarvis Landry.
And Jarvis Landry for the King. All right, when we come back, we have a ton more fill in the blanks to do. We do them next here on the Roto Experts.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at rotoexperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning. And, of course, our big story this morning is not that Rex Burkhead returned to practice, but he did.
Go Rex!
It's that Jordan Renan, ESPN, reports that Ezekiel Elliott is going to take this up the ladder, that he's going to fight and take this thing to court if his suspension does not get reduced. And if it does, he may just accept it. We'll see.
And as we spoke in the break, you know, the NFL did mention that they'd never ruled yet on the incident with the young woman where he picked up her top and exposed her breast. So if he does say, you know what, I'm going to take you to court, they may slap a couple games on him for that. So that's something else we have to consider. So
yeah, there's a lot of things that he did other than this that, like,
and the bar fight disappeared.
Whether you're on the side of the marijuana thing or not, you know, it's the NFL looks at it as illegal, and you know he was out there, you know, in a marijuana place, you know, in Seattle. So maybe, you know, that this, like I said, it's all speculation. We don't know. That's why I can't move him into the first round just yet.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Scott. I'm gonna have a hard time.
I got him at 13 number overall number now in my ranks on RotoExperts.com. I just updated them. I have him number 6 at running back in tier number 3.
Listen, and unfortunately, these rankings by Scott, by Matt, and myself, they're all amendable, right? Like, we have to change them on the fly by the day, because there may be a report later today that Ezekiel Elliott, listen, the 6-game suspension is going to be upheld. If nothing's changing, blah, blah, blah. He's going to accept it and move on. And then I'm like, oh, crap, we got to move him back down 19 again, right?
Yeah.
That quickly.
That's why I like drafting close to the season.
Same.
Well, look, I mean, see, you get excited when you hear he's going to take him to court. But then when I thought about it for a little while, I let it stew. I remember the statement coming out that where, you know, the NFL still hasn't ruled on what I just said about exposing the breast. So he could still, if he tells the NFL, I'm taking you to court, they could slap him with something. And maybe it's not week one. Maybe he goes to court, he gets to stay, and the NFL comes out with a ruling in September and tells him, look, you're going to be suspended for the next 2 or 3 games. So that's a possibility you have to deal with too.
100%. All these are real possibilities. All of these we're trying to figure out for you before your drafts, and be honest, before our drafts too.
I think the case that they're going to present with him is they'll be like, look, well, we won't prosecute you on any other stuff. Here, we have this information on this. Take your medicine, you know, uphold this. Maybe they give him 1 game. I don't think they're really going to budge on this, but I think that's the case. They're going to try and persuade him. The reason they're trying to persuade him to take the suspension.
There's the other factor of Jerry Jones and him getting involved. Mm-hmm. And you just
Jerry Jones
don't know what's going to happen.
Very important factor. I think he's going to sway. I think he's going to have a big say in this. It's either he's going to tell him, go to court, or he's going to say, you know what, we could survive the first 6 weeks.
Potentially, yes. But also, let's remember, this is not an appeal with Roger Goodell. It is with Harold Henderson. It's not them sitting around with Goodell and co. It's a little bit different.
But it's one of Goodell's books. It's one of the guys.
Jerry Jones is a powerful guy.
That is true, too.
You want to mess with Ray Diamond?
Why is Jerry Jones Terry Collins?
I knew you were going to say that. I tried to make the voice deeper, see? I said you want to mess with Ray Diamond? Whereas Collins would be like, when I get fired, I'm going to replace Sussman.
I see the difference there. 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Kenny! What's happening, bud?
Mr. Frankie, Scotty, Dave, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Good morning,
Kim. Hey, man, I had another.
See, this is why Zeke has to go to clear his name, because people don't live down things for you're going to follow you forever, because he's been calling you Bishop Sankey for 2 years now.
Yes.
Can he clear his name somehow?
I don't want to. I'll go down as the Bishop Sankey guy. Whatever.
He can clear his name if he brings back Summermania. I won't ever call him that ever again. Yeah.
I'm with you there. Bishop Sankey! Bishop Sankey! I want to bring Summermania back.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys, this is the first time I was on the board and there was no running backs or anything that I liked. I mean, this got to the point in this draft where I actually wound up taking a quarterback early, which is Drew Brees, which is okay. This is a PPR league. You
start
Brees, I got Brees in the third. There was no one there. So let me tell you. This is a two wide receiver, two flex, two running back league. So I just went wide receiver heavy, unfortunately. My wide receivers are stacked. I got Evans, Baldwin, Keenan Allen, Robinson, Emmanuel Sanders, Macklin, Garcon, Cooper Kupp. But this is the problem, of course, the running backs. The running backs, I went and got Kareem Hunt, and I got Eddie Lacy. But this third running back is who my season is going to depend on here, and that's Doug Martin. I sort of figure if I can survive the first four games, I might be okay.
Yeah, well, you got a problem right there out of the gate with Lacy because, you know, he might not be anything more than a goal line back for the Seahawks. What running backs were still on the board when you picked Drew Brees?
I'm not even sure.
I probably would have found a viable running back there, or, you know, maybe even want a running back in the fourth. I think you probably took Brees too early.
And or at some point, I would have gotten a running back. If Carlos Hyde would have been there, maybe that's somebody.
Matter of fact, I think he was there. He was there. I passed on.
Yeah, I might have taken Hyde just because, like, if Doug Martin hits, and I think it's only a 3-game suspension. So if Doug Martin hits, and you can survive the first couple of weeks, but which you don't have any running back depth.
Sure,
it sounds like
so. The latest, by the way, on Ezekiel Elliott, somebody immediately tweeted at Jordan Renan and said, quote, "Let's go, first round pick. Everybody laughed at me. Let's go." And he said, quote, "Wouldn't get too excited. It's a long shot. There's a ton of moving parts here." I feel like we have no idea what's going
to
happen.
I'm just hoping that there's this one guy that's really excited and just wants to take him number three.
Yeah, he's in your draft because you're in four, like a few leagues. Yeah. We're going to finish this game because it was fun.
You like the game, Scott.
I like the game a lot.
All right,
it's like one of the best you've ever come up with.
Fill in the blank?
You come up with some good ones, too.
What's the other game?
I play a lot of good games. Shark Tank, we got the weakest link.
No, you got a lot of games that are good, but
no,
I'm really
enjoying
this one.
I like the game where
you
got to guess the player. Like,
you know. Name that player. Yeah, that's good, too.
We got a lot of games. We got a lot of games.
You're a gamesman. You're very good at that.
Let's do it. Let's continue on. If listeners only follow one piece of my advice, my fantasy advice for this fantasy football season, I want it to be blank. Matt?
I said it before. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. Opportunity, volume outweighs efficiency in fantasy football.
And Scott's about to tell you that opportunity doesn't always create production.
Doesn't always. Doesn't always, but it depends on the player and the scheme like we talked about. So a lot of instances I am in agreement with Matt, but not totally across the board. But after Kenny's phone call, I'm just reminded to listen one piece of my advice. Don't take a quarterback in the first three rounds.
I don't think that's absolute.
Unless in a home league, quarterback league.
Right.
6 points for a touchdown pass in your standard 4-point touchdown league with one quarterback starter. Do not take a quarterback in the first three rounds.
I'll kind of agree with that. Like the 4-point touchdown leagues, I'm going to wait. And even Russell Wilson,
even in the six, I'll wait.
You know, if I wait, they go late. If I get Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan,
I'm just seeing too many people on Twitter and social media and wherever on RealExperts.com saying, you know, I couldn't pass on Rodgers here. I couldn't pass on Brady here. My advice is actually going to come down to don't draft Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. I'm going to revise the statement unless they last till at least the fourth round, which is not going to happen unless it's a friggin' experts draft.
No, but if it's a 6-point touchdown league and you don't like the board like middle to late third round, I have no problem.
Yeah, I'm not talking 6-point touchdown league. It's a 4-point touchdown league. Do not draft Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Do not be that guy because you're going to go too early and you're going to regret it when you look at the rest of your roster.
The next one I have on here. Here we go. My favorite person to follow on Twitter for fantasy information is blank, Matt.
For fantasy and for football, I'm going to put it between two people. It's really tough for me. It's Scott Barrett and Graham Barfield.
Scott Barrett, Graham Barfield, are those their Twitter handles as well?
I believe it's at Scott Barrett, DBF or something, and I believe it's at Graham Barfield.
And where what do they specialize in that makes you like them so much?
They go deep diving, you know, very interesting stats. Scott's at Pro Football Focus, and Graham is at Fantasy Guru.
It's down between two people for me. Tom Kesenick of Sports Hub Technologies. Great, great game day commentary. Maybe the best in the business on a Sunday. And Sigmund Bloom of Football Guys, who just breaks things down so well. But ultimately, I think I'm going to go with Tom. You know, he's a former Packers beat reporter that just breaks down the league so well.
There you go. You have the good answers.
Honorary mention, Sigmund Bloom of Football Guys.
Okay, fair enough. No problem. The team I am least interested in owning a single player from is blank. Scott.
The Jets.
Yeah, the Jets are going to take the cake from me. I mean, there is Powell, but I just really don't.
I don't have to have him.
Will you also say the Jets?
Yeah, I'll say the Jets.
All right. Matt, what I want for lunch is blank.
I think maybe an Italian cold cut hero.
Italian cold cut hero. All right. Scott.
Grilled cheese with bacon and tomato on rye bread.
All right. I like it. Good stuff. Final one of the morning. Matt. Scott will play blank games of Madden this week, then write columns.
Seven more games of Madden.
Then columns.
Then columns.
Scott?
Zero. I don't have time to play Madden till the weekend. I got other stuff that's more work priority.
Fair enough. When we come back, we'll wrap up the program, sending the fans to more frenzy next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So I gave you what Jordan Renan said about Ezekiel Elliott earlier on. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, the real one.
Probably feeds
not
fish.
The fantasy feed.
Believes, quote, there is a very good chance Ezekiel Elliott plays week one. This is from Roto World now. Ezekiel Elliott's appeal will be heard on Tuesday with a decision likely to come in the next week. If the decision does not go his way, Florio believes Elliott will take the case to court, seek an injunction, which allows him to play while the situation shakes itself out. Of course, by doing so, it makes it possible he misses late season, even potentially playoff games instead of the first six. Of course, we'll see.
Yeah.
In the last line of the Roto World report is, even with the appeal today, the saga is far from over.
Yeah, the NFL is going to be pissed. If he takes this to court, they're going to try and nail him for other stuff. I really, truly believe that. So I don't know where the hell I stand on this right now.
What happens if he misses a game late into the season and you lose him for your playoff push or worse, your playoffs? So, you know, it's still a dangerous situation, fantasy-wise.
Matthew Stafford, by the way, this is also according to Schefter, a $50 million signing bonus for Stafford and $92 million guaranteed.
And you know what? God bless him, because in the NFL, the way these contracts go, it's all about the guaranteed money, the signing bonuses, and stuff like that. So, you know what? Good for him. I know the Lions had to do it, but...
Smart on the Lions' part. It's very, very tough to identify a above-average starting quarterback in this league and to hold on to him. It's a very, very smart investment. You know, they're trying to make a commitment, you know, to stabilize the franchise, and I think it's a good move. I commend them.
Speaking of Roto World, I read the last year reports from. This is from yesterday. You know, I love Roto World, Scott.
Yes.
And that's a total truth. Total truthfulness. That is not sarcastic.
Nobody hits a home run on Roto World, though. They launch it, they club it, they smack it. You know.
So yesterday, the Colts made a little trade with the Jets. The Colts acquired safety Ronald Martin for the Jets in exchange for long snapper Thomas Hennessy. The blurb under that: This trade changes the landscape of the NFL in ways too significant to express via the written word.
Oh, boy.
God, it's awesome!
I like when they say he's batting a cool 200.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yes, Scott?
Scott is...
Roto-World, I go back and forth. They work very, very hard. And I have a lot of professional respect for that, but... The way they write things sometimes, it just like, it irks me.
Hey, by the way, Chris Wessling posted this last night. He said, and I found this interesting, particularly for you, Scott, coming off a hamstring injury, DeMarco Murray is a shadow of a last August form. I'd expect to see Derrick Henry's role increase early in the season.
Who said that?
Chris Wessling. He's not a nobody.
That's why you diversify.
He's not a nobody. He's a legit dude.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a legit dude.
We're at NFL.com, I believe.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is...
I would say that's why... You know what the one thing I will say about the diversification is? Why I don't worry about it? Because it happens naturally a lot to me anyway. So.
Well, I understand, but but it goes back to...
But I made the perfect point. I got the number four pick in four or five drafts.
Well, and Scott has around number nine, three you said,
I'm
right?
saying if I had eight, you know, before you told me that, I'd go Murray in all of them.
Right, maybe
he
you
fell
shouldn't.
There.
Maybe you shouldn't go worrying all of them.
If I like the guy, I'm going in on him.
All right. Yeah. Hey, you do you. Matty Mo, what's coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
We are going to have a good time.
More Ezekiel Elliott talk.
More
sure.
Ezekiel Elliott all the time, and you know, many different theories, conspiracies. I'm sure we'll hear Jake's thoughts on this. I wonder if Jake is in a better mood this morning.
He was angry yesterday. He called people stupid yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, and he mentioned how many Twitter followers he had. I wonder if they, like, a few of them stopped following after.
Well,
if he
got 30,000, I don't think you really care. I mean, 30.
Well, if he's down to 29, he might.
Matt Modica, for the King, Scott Angle. My name is Greg Sussman. The Fantasy Football Frenzy comes your way next with Corey Parson, Modica, and the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Until tomorrow, have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific, tomorrow on the Red West of the Morning. Peace.